50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanks.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. And be sure and like our Facebook page. On Facebook, just look for Doug Haldeman Show and be sure and hit that like button. So I want to welcome to the air our resident expert, home inspection expert, Wes Vilhart.
Yay.
From Housemaster. Welcome, Wes.
Well, hey, Doug. Hey, Tommy. Glad to be here.
It's great. Always great having you in. You're a wealth of knowledge with your 30 years of structural engineering experience that you bring into the home inspection field. It's always great because you always just bring us into a new world of things that, you know, I've flipped many, many houses, and I learn something every time you're on. So thanks for coming on, Wes.
Oh, great, Doug. Thanks. Glad to be here.
So you were telling us about a recent story where you were helping. There was a 30-year home builder that was actually buying a rehab.
Yes.
Why would a 30-year home builder that's buying a rehab actually get a home inspection? You'd think they'd know everything about houses.
Well, sure. The guy's name was Mike. Great home builder, and he was getting into the rehab game. And he said it himself. He said, "I've got 30 years of home construction experience, but I really don't have that much experience rehabbing and fixing homes. It's a whole new ball game."
So without that experience, that's, you know, I think it just it surprises me because I would just think that they would understand it, but it actually makes a lot of sense that even somebody who is an expert at building houses doesn't necessarily know what it looks like in 30 years or 20 years or even 15 years.
Exactly. And in the case of the house I want to talk about today, the foundation was badly cracked and needed a lot of repairs. And, you know, you really got to be a foundation expert to know the cost and know how to repair a badly cracked foundation.
And was this just a normal seller on the house?
Actually, it was a bank-owned property, and the property had sat vacant for about 5 years. So a lot of the problems were just due to neglect. But I think it goes back to the original homeowner. It was a nice suburban house out in O'Fallon, Missouri. The subdivision was about 18 to 20 years old. The house was about 20 years old. But back when the house was built, I think the original builder did a poor job of backfilling around the foundation. And we see that a lot. If you walk around your house and you have depressions, maybe 6 inches, even up to a foot, around the perimeter of your house, please fill that in with some clay, some insoluble clay that won't let the water go down along your foundation. Let that water drain away from your foundation to keep you from having foundation problems. That's what happened to this house. It settled around the house, caused a little trough around the house, and then the homeowner didn't control the roof runoff, the downspout water, and it caused the water to pond around the foundation for nearly 20 years. And that ponding water caused that foundation to crack and get mud and water in the basement. It really was a mess for a house that was really new. You know, 18 years old is pretty new for a home.
So when these banks take ownership of the properties, they're not really that involved on the property at all. And so when someone's going to purchase these, they're just not maintained at all when they own them? Is that what I'm hearing?
Usually when a house is foreclosed, the people that owned it before had run out of money for some reason. So they didn't have a lot of money.
Not far-fetched to think they're going broke if they're getting foreclosed on.
Yeah, exactly. And so they just don't have a lot of money to maintain and repair things. So there's some neglect there that starts with the original homeowner. But in this case, the house had been vacant for 5 years. And yes, you're right, Tammy, that the banks do very little once they have a foreclosed home. Maybe they keep the heat on in the wintertime, and it's barely showable sometimes.
Right.
In this case, one of the other things that was neglected was the trees had overgrown the roof. And in the thunderstorms that we get around here, the branches had swung back and forth across the roof, tore off a bunch of shingles, tore up some siding, tore up some fascia. And I was surprised that it didn't get leaks inside the house. That would have even been more damage. They were just very lucky.
That is lucky. I mean, 5 years is a long time for a house to be vacant.
Yes.
How in the world did a house even go vacant that long? Why do you think it took so long to sell?
There was a couple things. I mean, the foundation was really cracked up. It was badly cracked up, and there was some poor repairs maybe by that first homeowner that didn't hold. Now the repairs need repair, and that looked bad. And I think that scared away a lot of
bubble gum and duct tape didn't do it?
Bubble gum and duct tape, that's right. A tube of caulk didn't quite fix this problem. But I think that previous homeowner also tried to cover up the problem. So he finished out about half the basement and covered up the wall that was the worst, where the worst water was coming in. So I think that the future investors coming through this house had the fear of the unknown. It was sheetrocked, and I guess the bank wouldn't give anybody permission to tear that sheetrock down. So you're guessing worst case, and that's killing the performa for a rehabber. If you're trying to put $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in for foundation repairs, you've got to get the house really cheap.
Well, that's just a killer for a bank. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Wes Vilhard, a resident expert, home inspector from Housemaster, talking about a house that was 17 years old that was vacant for 5 years. It was a bank-owned property, had major foundation issues. So, you know, a bank like this, I mean, they don't neglect these foundations on purpose, but are the banks ever really going to do any work to these properties?
You know, I think recently some of the banks have changed their attitude, and I've actually seen some banks in HUD come in and take these bank-owned properties, RIOs, real estate-owned, and put new carpets in them, paint them, clean them up. I've even seen new appliances and things going in. But there are some banks that haven't gone that route yet, and you still have the house in an as-is condition, which is usually, investor-type property, rehabber-type property, or a handyman special is what some people call it. This one was a little past a handyman special.
Gosh.
Well, so they called in. I mean, Mike, who's the real estate investor, who's a home builder, calls you in. He also called in Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, since he's a foundation repair expert too.
He sure did.
And you guys are the A-team when it comes to looking at these issues. What did you guys find? So you look at it, and what kind of estimates was it going to take to get this place in order?
Yes, Mike actually brought in three different foundation contractors, and I had recommended Stephen. I've done a lot of work with him. I just trust him. He's my go-to guy. And he got three bids ranging from over $20,000 to over $30,000 for repair on this foundation.
Holy cow. And what was the total price on this house? Just an estimate.
I think the house was in an after-repaired value, ARV, in an after-repaired state. It was probably the high 100s, 190s, low 200, maybe 210, 220, in a very nice St. Charles suburban neighborhood, 18-year-old homes.
You're talking a 10 to 15% of the property value as a single repair.
That's right.
That's
just in the foundation. It is significant. Yes, it was. And it was basically due to neglect, 18 years of neglect. Easily solved. I think we've talked about it on your show before, Doug, that if you see those foundations with ponding areas, backsloped areas, please fill them and get that water away from your foundation. That might have been 20 or 30 wheelbarrows full of dirt to get that water sloping away, and $20 or $30 worth of cheapy foundation extension, that black plastic tube you buy at the hardware store.
That's all it would take?
That's all it would have taken to save this foundation.
Maybe $50 worth of material between those extra downspout extensions, some extra dirt.
Yep.
So for $50, it ends up costing them over $20,000 to fix this.
Over $20,000 in repairs, that's correct.
That is it's amazing moral to the story, at how an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure there, however that saying goes. What's the saying? I think that's right, yeah.
There you go. But the bottom line of the whole thing is Mike was a smart guy. He brought in some experts, myself and Steven and others, and used my report. We did a comprehensive report top to bottom of the whole house. He used it to put together his performa, and also used my report and Steven's estimates and the other estimates to go back to the bank and convince them that the repairs were more than the bank had budgeted for. It was really hard to dispute once you see it all there in black and white with color pictures, several different proposals from reputable foundation contractors. So the bank relented and gave him a decent price on the house so it would work in his performa, repair it, fix it. I think he may even plan to live in it.
Well, I love to hear that, because we're not here to represent the banks. We're here to represent the buyers. Mm-hmm. And making sure that our buyers are not only protected, but they get a fantastic deal because they're represented by our experts and by the A-team. So I love hearing the fact that your report and Stephen's estimate were able to be used to be able to get a better price, where the guy still bought the property. Mike, you ended up with this house and should be able to do really well on it.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to do really well once he gets things fixed. And I think Stephen, most of his repairs has a lifetime guarantee on them. So if anybody out there needs foundation repairs, definitely call Waterproof Solutions, also one of the guests on your show quite often.
Yeah, Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, definitely a friend of the show. And I think more importantly right now is anybody who's looking at buying a property, even if you're an experienced investor, if you're an experienced builder, it really doesn't matter. You really need to have a home inspection done. And I highly recommend using Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. And if you're thinking about selling a house and you maybe have a foundation repair, maybe you have several repairs that are needed, pay for an inspection now rather than wait for your buyer to beat you up and beat you down on price, because there are some of these things that you may want to proactively fix. And Wes can recommend some great contractors for you, because you have your A-team of contractors that you bring in, right?
I sure do. I've got a three-ring binder full of subcontractors. I've tried many different subs over the years. I really am down to my A-team, guys that are my go-to guys that I can count on every time to do right for my customers.
Well, and also, those pictures you had on that inspection report, would you be willing to let us post those pictures of that foundation, the leaks in it, the dirt on the floor? Can we post those pictures on our website?
Oh, absolutely. I'll shoot those right over to you.
Okay, so go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com, and look for Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. And when you go into that blog post, you're going to see pictures of this foundation. It was a $20,000 to $30,000 repair. It looks like just one big crack in the wall. And I know that even as an experienced real estate investor myself, it's not in my expertise. I wouldn't look at that and know exactly what to do and exactly how much it was going to cost me. I would call in the expert. So I recommend you get Wes's information on there, get him into your house to give you an estimate, and you'll at least look at these things to call in the field of experts. So, Wes, do you have time to stick around for one more segment? I have some more questions for you, because I want to ask the question that if you own a vacant home, have you winterized it yet? Well, Wes Vilhard from Housemaster will give you the checklist of items you need to protect yourself. Coming up, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.